This episode is brought to you by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club is fighting for a chance at promotion. These two Hollywood stars lead a team in the midst of history in the making, while dedicated staff and supporters hold on to a dream of returning the team and this working-class town in Wales to glory. FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu.
This episode of The Instance is brought to you by Indochino. That's Indochino. You know, every man looks better in a suit. Go to Indochino.com and get one of their great suits made in North America. When you enter the code INSTANCE at checkout, you can get any premium Indochino suit for just $3.89 at Indochino.com and the code INSTANCE. And by Squarespace at Squarespace.com. Get a great website made for yourself right now with all the tools and templates you need to do it yourself at squarespace.com. Use the code INSTANCE at checkout and save 10% on your order. That's squarespace.com and the code INSTANCE.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Welcome to episode 462 of The Instance. I'm Scott Johnson, and we are here doing it on the 30th of September, 2016. Joining me today, Patrick Beja from France. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, so I was told this was going to be a presidential debate special, right?
Oh, were you?
In the right place?
Yep.
Okay.
Doesn't the vote happen the week of after BlizzCon? Isn't that when the vote is?
We will come home to the rubble. Like, it'll start the Tuesday we get back.
Everything's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
So exactly. Can you vote beforehand? Can you do it before?
I don't know how it works over here. Dills, do we do like a, you can do like, well, an absentee early thing.
You
or
can
something.
Mail. Yeah, you can do a mail-in ballot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because some people are 400. Some people are, some people are 400 pound guys on their beds, and they, I mean,
it doesn't really matter how you do it. You know, it's going through that corrupted machine that changes it,
whatever,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
I mean, Trump told me that it's all,
it's going to be Sylvanas, great. And you're going to be like, what? No one wanted Sylvanas. Come on.
And everyone
both of us, like,
you're
kidding,
like,
me.
Everyone listening is like, no, I come to The Instance to get away from all this.
Yeah, and you will. And so do we. We will not delve into politics. But listen, it's, you know, it affects the world in ways that we don't like to think about, but here we are playing a video game that keeps our mind off of it.
Does it affect the World of Warcraft?
No.
What's the effect?
Well, it might.
I think it will.
Well, you were talking about people weighing 400 pounds playing computer things, so maybe it does.
Well, he brought that up, which is why I just repeated it.
Like, which candidate is going to tax my Doritos and Mountain Dew more? That's what I want to know.
Probably Hillary.
Well, so the bottom line is, go out and vote because it matters.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Sure. You think it doesn't, and then you end up leaving the European Union.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just saying, you know, guys, do it, okay?
Wait, did you not vote?
Oh, I voted. Of course I voted. Okay. But, you know, fat old difference it made. But, oh, well, that's fine. I never liked, you know, Europe anyway. I'm glad that we're going to slowly crumble into an insignificant nation. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It'll all be fine. We'll be right there, right?
It will,
you.
Up until we get Theramord. Mm. And then everyone's going to be like, ah, man, that sucks.
Yeah. No kidding.
We're an island nation. We got to keep our allies close.
Yeah.
And our enemies closer.
Well, yeah, good.
That's why we're all going to BlizzCon. So we're close to you, Terpster.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Because we are great allies here on Instance.
It could be the last time we all see each other in a pre-Trump
world.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
So that'll be important because there'll be a wall then. It'll be harder to get over it. I don't know if we'll TC Terpster or Patrick ever again.
Exactly.
We'll build the tunnel. Okay. It's fine. We're used to it. We practiced with between France and the UK.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll just do a bigger one under the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And just me and Dills hiding over here hoping for the best? Is that what you're saying? You're just going to leave us? Okay, fine.
The hole's got to come out somewhere, Scott.
All right, so, I get it. Hey, big day for us on the show. Not because there's a ton of news, because there really isn't, but it's a lot of stuff to talk about. We're like 3 weeks into this expansion, almost a full month, and I'm very curious about the state of things in the World of Warcraft, according to each of us. So we're going to talk about that now. All right. almost a month in. This is usually the time.
It is a month. It is a month. The 30th of August.
Oh, you're right. It is a month. It's exactly a month. You're right. It feels like less, weirdly, even though I've spent a ton of time in the game. So usually this is about the time, and correct me if I'm wrong, but about the time when you can start to gauge whether or not the expansion that you're experiencing.
Off,
yeah. Does it have legs or
it's
not?
When your subs, when your subscription comes up,
yeah.
Are you going to stay subbed after the initial thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer's got to be a huge yes.
Yeah.
Like there's, I mean, firstly, I don't have to pay for subscriptions anymore because I'm a herbalist,
yeah.
Or as people call me now, stupidly rich. So I could token my way through this whole expansion. I'm fairly sure. I've got enough money in the bank. It is a ridiculous state of affairs. Mm. So I don't know how much, you know, we're going to see churn be an issue for the hardcore, if it ever was. So
how much is stupid rich gold for you? What do you give us a number?
So I've made a quarter of a million gold this past week, just selling Starlight Roses and Fellworts and stuff like that.
Jeez.
And it's not even like actively going out and farming them, just kind of, you know, running around Suramar doing world quests and other stuff and picking stuff up as I
just
go.
Just seeing things. Yeah, it's kind of how I'm with
Sky Golem pays for itself.
Sure.
It's one of those things where you're just like, oh my, I can't believe how good this is.
It's a bit like leather for me. Dilsey, you're probably finding the same thing. Just every bear you skin gives you, you know, 3 to 8 pieces of leather and you sell it on the auction house and you make a ton of money.
I'm actually screwed because I'm no longer a skinner. I'm an enchanter and a
victim of what?
Engineer.
Yeah. Oh, engineer. It's like a double insult.
Yeah. No, I knew this. You
that
did this.
Kind of a sweet new look for my Titan Strike.
Yeah,
so,
So I know what you're thinking. Plus, I think you did this whole engineer jump a while ago, right? Now that
I did it a long time ago because it was the min max for DPS.
Yeah.
And I haven't run the numbers in this expansion, but I assume it's still. Once you get all the tricks going, it would be, but we'll see.
Likely. Yeah, that's likely. Right.
I mean, they've homogenized all that stuff so much, right? That it doesn't matter as much as it once did.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incremental change, right?
Plus the stat changes in this expansion make some of that stuff mitigate a bit. But
I feel like 250,000 gold is more worth more to me right now.
Oh, exactly.
With
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, people joke about how the 2 million spider mount is now the herbalism kind of profession mount because you just make so much money doing nothing. It's ridiculous.
I need to get herbalism.
The thing is, there's a real, I wanted to talk about it a little bit later in the show. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
No, jump to it now,
Scott.
Patrick. Patrick is unhappy with the auction house. Let's talk about it. What's going on there?
So there's lots of stuff to talk about for, you know, our impressions after a month, and we can go back to that. But the economy is completely borked, and if it does benefit Terpser and people like him, it's actually, I think, an issue for the game because, you know, as we mentioned, it's been a month, and usually prices start coming down after about a week, and in this instance, they haven't gone down; they've gone up, or you know, been stable to up. I mean,
certain herbs now are twice as much as they were.
Yeah,
last
exactly. Week. It's like basically anything is about 10 gold, whether it's a piece of leather, a herb,
unless it's a tooth or a claw, in which case you might as well vendor those. You can't give those away.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's
but
true.
And the problem is it's all because of what basically, which keeps kicking us in the nuts even after it's gone. Because there are a couple of things. First of all, the garrisons were huge farm factories for gold, right? A lot of people were doing the follower missions and farming them on all of their alts and accumulated hundreds of thousands and millions of gold. So there's a lot of gold in the economy for the people who did that. I think our informal poll revealed that there was about half the players who follow me who had over 1 million gold, which is ridiculous. 1 million gold is
gonna, I know, but it's only halfway towards that mount. You got to hope can just keep it up.
Right. And the other thing is with the garrisons, people stopped their gathering professions. So that there are a lot less gatherers than there used to be. So when you have both of those, a lot of money and not enough supply, basically a supply and demand, very little supply of material, and the demand might be high, but you know, I mean, the demand, you can pay, a certain portion of the population can pay those insane prices for a long time still. So it creates a real divide. We were talking about politics before. It kind of is an illustration of that. You know, it creates a real divide between those that did farm all that gold during the garrisons period in Wad and have, you know, 500,000, a million gold, who can pay those prices, and the others, which I unfortunately am a part of. I used to be the very rich who had like 150,000 gold. Now Patrick, it's nothing. And so
level up herbalism. It would take you like so a couple of hours, and that's you'll be on the other side.
Yeah.
So I think it will be. I think that's what's going to end up happening after a while. People are going to realize, all right, the prices aren't coming down. We need more gatherers, and they're going to do it. But I don't know that it's going to help the more casual players who just can't take part in that part of the game. So and it's the first time in 12 years that the inflation in WoW has basically happened. Mm. They managed to keep the economy incredibly stable for these types of games. If you play EverQuest, if you played EverQuest, you realize that the value of gold kept going down with every expansion and, you know, all the time. And this is the first time they've had the issue in WoW. I'm not sure how they can fix it. They can sell, you know, the tokens that give you another chance to get some loot off of a raid boss. But I don't know.
I mean, they're ridiculously priced. So it's 1,000 gold or 1,000 class hall resources. Like, no way would I trade 1,000 class hall resources for only 1,000 gold.
No, they want you to dump your. It's basically a gold sink at this point. It's 1,000 for the first one, 2,000 for the second one, and 5,000 for the third one, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and that's a gold sink, but I don't know if it's going to be enough.
But the thing is, I think the problem I'm seeing, at least, is with Cross Realms and the change to how nodes work. So nodes used to be once you actually tapped the node and used it, it was gone. Mm-hmm. Now there's like a grace period where you know, 30 seconds or so. It might not be that long, but other herbalists and other miners can then have a go on the node that you were on. And what that's meant is that you can use either the group system or a add-on like Realm Hop. And you can just skip between different realms and keep herbing the same routes. And I've seen herbalist raids doing seeds. So your plant your fellwort and your you know, your foxflower seeds and such like that into the soil, and then everyone can use that and get like, you know, 5 fellwort or stuff like that. You know, it varies
and
on what
still
we're
the prices are insanely high.
And exactly, but we're seeing that the ability for people to kind of have to kind of use this system already is kind of easier than it's ever been before. And that's the thing, is that you're saying that gold is too plentiful for certain people. I don't think it can be just from the garrisons. You know, this is the first time at an expansion launch you've been able to legally buy gold. Mm. And I know that in theory it's a zero sum game because you're only getting what other players are putting in. But I kind of feel like it gives an extra incentive for people to go out there and make gold.
Mm. Well, yeah, but when they sell stuff on the auction house, it is a zero-sum game. You just transfer gold. The only way you're going to generate gold is, you know, either by questing or that kind of thing, or maybe buying the tokens, but I can't imagine too many people
extent. But what we're seeing, for example, is there's a lot of botting going on with Firelands and definitely in gathering professions. But Firelands is a great way to get your hidden artifact PvP appearance. Because you can go along to the entrance to the raid there or the graveyard, and you can just camp all the bots. So you can just keep killing these bots that are going through and just killing all the trash in Firelands, because you can mount up, run around, aggro everything, AoE it down, loot it, go out, reset, and rinse and repeat.
Wait, you're talking about PvPing bot fake characters that are in there farming?
Yeah, I think that's allowed. I've never seen that be a problem before.
I really don't think that is what is generating, because on older servers everywhere the price is
think it's just from the garrisons?
I think it's the remnants.
Before we went into Legion, there was millions of gold that people just wanted to get rid of?
Well, I mean, again, it is anecdotal, but we had a few examples of people, you know, saying, yeah, I have 500,000, a million gold because of what? I mean, just, you know, you have a massive following on Twitter. Just make a poll, ask people if they had how much gold they had before, you know, after what? And I think you'll be surprised by the results. You know, I mean, that's my analysis. But ultimately, it doesn't really matter, because what matters is that the prices are incredibly high, you know, relative to the amount of money we regular people have. It hurts
but
my.
But you don't. But how are you making money? How are you choosing to make money?
I'm not. I'm not making money.
But then
I'm
you're complaining that there's no way for you, as someone who's not making any effort to make money, to have money to buy
stuff.
But
I'm saying no. What I'm saying is that I have what used to be a lot of money. You know, 150.
So you're basically like the son of an aristocrat who he's died and he's left you a load of money in his will. And
except
you burned
it's me.
Through your inheritance.
I made that money.
Right. Yeah, but you burned through your inheritance. So. Okay, so you're Warren Buffett.
No, I didn't.
And that's you're not investing anymore. Are you playing the auction house?
No, I'm not. But no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I could be making the money if I wanted to. What I'm saying is there's a lot of people who before in the old world could have had a reasonable chance of getting their professions up, you know, with a little bit of effort, but they could have. Now, doing this requires you to spend so much money that it's unreasonable for anyone who's not spending a massive amount of, you know, it used to be that spending a massive amount of time making gold would get you something extra than your professions. Your professions now, if you want to get them to 800, it will cost you literally hundreds of thousands of gold. And I don't think that's a normal situation. I think it's a sign that the economy is borked. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. Ultimately, it's just for professions, really. I mean, I'm playing the game fine, and I've been having a lot of fun doing all of the other sides of the game. But it's not healthy for the game if the economy is not, you know, is that lopsided.
Don't you think, though, that time heals this wound? In other words, over time, you're going to have people who spend their way out of their richness, or the supply and demand thing kicks in and people don't need as many herbs for whatever.
Or everyone gets on board and starts realm hopping and farming, and there's flood the market with too many herbs there's not enough for you to buy.
Yeah, hopefully it will happen at some point. It's just it might take 6 months.
The thing is, there's people who are overspending now because they just want to get their profession as high as they can as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. But then over time, people don't. Like the people who just do it at the regular pace, right? And then everyone gets caught up, and those things aren't worth that much money anymore. Yeah. So it's always at the beginning of expansion.
I'm an alchemist and a herbalist.
I'm saying it's worse than
and
usual.
I've forsaken alchemy because to me it seems like now's the time to sell rather than to consume myself. Mm. Sure. And certainly I don't make enough money from potions as I do for raw mats, which is a fun place to be.
But see, that will maybe at some point swap, right?
I think that's the hope, and then I'll need to level up, and I need to exactly start consuming more of my own materials rather than selling them to level up to be able to do stuff.
Yeah.
So
snort your own stash is what they call it.
I think Patrick, you hit the nail on the head on why it's different than it usually is, and that's just because we're coming off the expansion that featured garrisons. Mm-hmm. So this is just to be expected, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's just that instead of a week, instead of a week or 2 weeks, we're maybe looking at two to four.
But the thing is, it is funny how it has knock-on effects. So, for example, there's a world quest at the moment that is like 40 foxflower, and I get 450 artifact power. That's basically like saying I want 6,000 gold for a drop that you would get for killing like a dude. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like no one's going to do that.
Yeah.
And
why
so,
would they?
So there are ways that even as the game's built currently, it shows that this wasn't an expected, place to be just for the quest designed around. Yeah. We think, what do we think? 450 artifact power. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That'd be about 40 herbs. You know, it takes someone X amount of time to make it. You know, it's that sort of thing that just wasn't expected.
What's interesting is I count myself in Patrick's group of people who are not really paying much attention to the auction house or the economy at the moment and playing all the other aspects of the game. But it's interesting that I do catch myself in the companion app, for example, even this morning, going, all right, well, what do I got today? What specific mission should I be running? And there's gold ones in there, and it's like 130 gold and 8 hours where my followers are off doing something and I can't use them for anything else.
Nope.
What a freaking waste of time. Even for me, who's not playing the auction house or playing the market, even that feels like, well, wait, I've got more. I have way too much money
right
for that to
be
a reward.
Yeah, right next to it is Artifact Tower, 2 hours. You're like, oh, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. It's really, so it does have a knock-on effect. You're totally right. And it's funky how long it's lasting. And clearly, Patrick, it is absolutely the garrison. It has to be the garrisons were certainly part of this, if not the whole reason.
Well, there's a bunch of people flush with gold entering a situation where, like it's very rare now that people have those gathering professions at all. It all makes sense.
Yep.
It's exactly the expected result you should get from that situation.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I hope, I'm not 100% certain, but I certainly hope that it's going to level out in the next, 2 to 3 months.
Well, it has to, because you can't make as much money on garrisons anymore. Mm-hmm. So
no,
but
again, that money is not disappearing
from the game. Unless
that is a huge issue. You don't have...
I want to get myself a 2 million, gold spider, and I'm sure other people do as well. So I'm doing my bit, Patrick. So don't hate on me. I am going to be scaring you with my big spooky spider, and you'll be like, man, that is so cool. And I say, don't touch it. You'll make it dirty. And that's fine because, that's what we're about here.
Yeah.
That
is what we're about. All right. So that's jacked up. Also, as part of Patrick's new segment, Patrick is frustrated by... you also are frustrated with PvP a little bit. I would like to hear about that.
All right, so we're getting all of the negative stuff out in front. Yeah, I like it.
It's good. It's good.
So yeah, I don't know why, and I'm on a PvP server, and it's been very frustrating. And I know that the first reaction from everyone is going to be just learn to play, get good, noob, whatever. I've been on a PvP server since the beginning. It's never been that bad. And the issue is the imbalance between Horde and Alliance is so terrible that, it's always been 1/3, 2/3, things like that. But for some reason now...
On your cluster, this is.
Yeah. On my cross-realm tech isn't balancing it. And you usually have, I'm not kidding, it must be on most encounters, maybe it's because we don't bother anymore, but it's like 80 to 90% Horde versus us Alliance. And the problem isn't really the imbalance. The problem is on a PvP server, the PvP is fun when you have a chance or you have consequences, there's something that can happen to the people who gank you. But what's been happening since the launch of the expansion is that I just get stun locked by a rogue and die. And that is the extent of
being represented. That's good.
Yeah.
I would have thought they'd all gone Demon Hunter. That's great.
But it's the extent of my PvP experience. And I'm just saying that when PvP is just being stun locked and dead, that is not fun at all. So maybe it's me getting old. Maybe it's, maybe it's me who's become a Care Bear, but it feels like it wasn't like this before. And also the talent that allows you to break the stuns, the old medallion, apparently doesn't work in the in the world. You have to be
That's a weird thing. It should work if you're marked for PvP, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And
it shouldn't just be in certain zones. Yeah. It should be everywhere as long as you're marked for PvP.
Yep. Yeah.
So it really means that you can't do anything against the stun lock. So it's either that or you go to a world quest and you try to help, even though, there's like 8 Horde and 2 Alliance. You try to help. And if someone is, just being an ass, they
they're leveling up. They're trying to unlock their artifact appearance. You can't hate them for depressing.
And you can't do anything. And I'm sure there are servers where it's the other way around. So I'm just, this has become, maybe it's me getting old and maybe I should just get the hell out of the PvP server and join the Care Bear army. But
somewhere
it's been a lot more frustrating.
Your experience you're describing, though, that's every experience I've ever had with a PvP server. Every single time I'm on one, I'm like, I'm doing the quest and then, oh my God, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like here comes some random guy from behind me.
Yeah. That kind of is the whole thing. And the idea is meant to be is you rally your guys and you fight them back or you try it at a different time. Yeah, that's part of the game.
Yeah, and but you is, can't control it. I'm gonna. I can't believe I'm gonna do this, but I'm gonna side with Patrick on this because, well, I don't know why I said that. I always side with Patrick all the time. It's kind of a U.S. France thing. I'm mostly kidding. But if you've got a thing you can't control, like cross realm tech that is populating your zone with a bunch of players from three other servers that you didn't count on, who do you actually rally against?
But have you tried? So there's World Quest Group Finder or mm-hmm. something like that. There's an add-on that if you have it installed, everyone else who has it installed who's doing the same world quest as you, you'll automatically get added into groups. And it's
it doesn't really matter. You just die, and then the thing that happens is that you tag the mob, you die, and then you wait until it's dead and you loot it. And so it's not worth the effort of actually organizing and doing it.
No, but
you
don't have to organize anything. The mob does it for you. You just walk into the zone and you'll get pulled into a group with other people who have that add-on.
You mean from across different realms?
Yeah. And that's the thing, yeah. So then you'll be pulled into their realms, you'll get into a different realm. If you're seeing issues in your current realm, the best thing to do is jump in Group Finder and try and see if there's another group out there, because you'll only see your faction in terms of groups that are listed, and then you just have to apply and just see if there's a group that's kind of filling up. Chances are they're there because they're not getting camped.
Yeah, but no, but let's be real. You're not going to go through all of that trouble if the alternative is to just wait for 10 seconds and then you're done anyway,
well,
or a minute.
Then it's not in trouble.
Hold on. Dills, go. I want to hear
what
Dills says. He's got
I see what's going on here.
Give us your
bird's eye. This is one of those situations, and you should know this. You're in a relationship. Patrick doesn't want you to solve this problem for you. He just wants you to listen.
He just wants you to know that I'm feeling it. It's all like, and I hear your pain.
You want
I do,
a glass
Patrick,
of water, I understand.
But I do think that you're a complete and utter crybaby in that there are multiple solutions in-game, and you're on a PvP realm, and even by your own admission, you're like, oh, you just wait 10 seconds. In which case, QQ more, there's no repair loss for dying to people unless you're dying to creeps and stuff. Yeah. Just get on, get
all
on
right.
it.
So what I, you know, it's like the
I thought when you had a PvP round, I thought you were going to be like arena skirmishes, getting extra honor this weekend. It really killed arena skirmishes. Like I used to go in there and queue. Now I got people who've never done it before, just, you know, trugging up my queue. It's messed up. Yeah, you know, but you're talking about an actual
listen,
part, of the game,
sir,
part of the
listen,
game.
Listen, listen. Okay, when the auction house UI is messed up, yes, you can fix it with a mod, but it's still messed up. When the PvP on a PvP server is not actual PvP, it's you dying, that's not fun either. And yes, maybe you can fix it to do your quests, but I'm still pointing out the fact that the world PvP, if it's just you dying every, you know, hour once, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. And that's what I'm pointing out.
I don't know. I mean, you're basically saying it's only fun. Exactly. You're saying it's only fun when I'm a guy killing. I'm going to do the thing that I would do in a relationship right now, which is just agree with you so we can move on. But I'm going to let you know I don't agree with
you.
That
works for me.
But that's fine. Okay, cool.
Listen.
Man, they should really fix that. I mean, the cross-realm thing should totally make sure that there's never more of one faction than the other. I mean, I would, for one, be open to them putting me in a buffer zone where I'm queuing in a Matrix-style white room, just a construct surrounded by guns. Until they've got enough of my faction to balance out the other
ones. That sounds all right. That sounds all right to me. So, Pat,
wasn't that hard.
It's not that hard, but I'm kind of Team Beja on this. I think it's annoying and not fun.
Honestly, but get the add-on.
I'm going to agree with you then. I'll get the add-on.
Yeah, get the add-on. I mean, you got to do something. Like,
honestly, it speeds things up no end.
Yeah.
You just rock into a group, and all of a sudden, it's like, ding, 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 ding. Oh! Cool.
Yeah.
Done it.
Plus, what's the alternative, Patrick? You got to move servers or something. You don't want to do that, probably. I'm thinking because you're all established there, right?
I have like six. No, and it's not to the level that I want to move servers.
Right.
It's just
he
a
likes
little
to rant about it. It's fine.
But yeah, 90
I'll,
to
actually,
10.
I will get the add-on if only to speed up the world quest. That seems like a great idea.
But 90% to 10% is a pretty bad ratio. And I would just say, while I agree, if you're on a PvP server, it's everything's up in the air. You get what you get. Them's the breaks. That's why I don't do PvP servers, because when there is the 90-10 ratio, then it's just a suck fest for me.
Well,
the
now,
other guys love
was
it.
Was it always like this, though? Because they did change a bunch of stuff recently that Alliance used to have the advantage in PvP, and I would assume Alliance Outtrack Valley would be much larger, and then so I'm guessing a lot of people just suddenly switched.
I don't know.
I have no idea, honestly. I just remember, and I acknowledge it might be me getting old and not having the patience for all of that crap. but it feels like it wasn't that bad before. It feels like when you did engage in PvP before, you know, randomly in the world.
There was less reason to be out in the world, though, before. Now we have these objectives that are like, hey, everyone converge on this point. And with faction tagging, that's actually now become a reason to kill the other faction. And I used to be okay. I used to see Alliance, you know, at the beginning of Legion and be like, that's okay, bro. You get on with what you're doing. But then all of a sudden, you know, some guys start killing me. I'm like, whoa. Well, did you not know I was like the easygoing pacifist guy? Oh, apparently you didn't get the memo. Well, in that case, screw you.
This kind of explains, just, you know, but this kind of supports Patrick.
You know what, Mr. Nice Guy? You have to go on the offense.
But this sort of supports Patrick's position, which is the game as it stands today is a huge shift toward world questing, which is awesome and everyone loves it. And that changes that dynamic very fundamentally when you're out in the world.
Yeah,
that
is very true.
Short of Blizzard saying like, hey guys, now we're PvP. Stop PvP. You know, if you don't like that, maybe you rolled a PvP server because you wanted to tell your friends that you want a PvP server and you didn't really want a PvP. Well, we're giving free transfers to anyone who doesn't want a PvP anymore. Yeah. You know, they're not going to do that. Logistically, it's a nightmare. Course. And ultimately, the reality is there's lots of other solutions and it's not that big a deal. Yeah.
Well,
part
so
learn to live with it.
Is any of you on a PvP server?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
I have a few characters on PvP.
I'm RP.
Not my main though, because AIE is not a PvP server. So.
Yeah, I don't.
PvP. No, because I've asked a few, and we have to move on from this, but I've asked, question on Twitter, and I've had a few people telling me, one of which was Mike from StarCast, Warcast, sorry, not StarCast. No. And he also feels like it's become a little bit more brutal than it was in the past. So, but anyway.
Brutality notwithstanding.
The other thing, too, is have you earned a bunch of your honor talents? On your character?
Yeah, have you done
No, I haven't PvP.
Those guys probably have a bunch of honor talents, and they're showing up on you. And they've got sorts of extra stuff that you don't have.
That's
true.
Do
skirmishes this weekend. Skirmishes, there's like
you get bonuses.
There's a 10 arena quest you get, which you get a strong box and some honor and some artifact power. You just got to win 10. But the great thing about them is they're over in like 30 seconds. Either you've won or you've lost. And so you can just chug through these things. You get like 8 gold each time you play one for losing.
Ooh, I'm going to be able to buy
you'll be able to buy a herb.
And it cues you with a random partner as well. So, if your partner sucks, you just bail. If your partner's good, you stick with them and you keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
I'm going to do that too. But
next week.
It's just ironic that your medallion isn't working in open world, but all their other talents they earned in the PvP system are working. I swear I read somewhere, MMO Champion or some blog post, something somewhere, it's a known bug.
I mean, so the honorable medallion removes all movement impairing effects and whilst in PvP combat. So when you get stunned by a when you have the gladiator's medallion. The Gladiator's Medallion.
Yeah, the Gladiator's Medallion is in your honor talents. You might need to turn that one on.
That one, I think.
That says PvP combat, too.
But don't you.
Which one is the first one you get?
That's the one
you get. The first one you get is Honorable Medallion. That's the one you get the first time you go into a.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you go into a battleground, it just gives it to you?
Yeah.
The Gladiator's Medallion is the first talent you get in your.
Right, that's the one I'm talking about. That's the one I tried in the world to get out of a stun.
I mean, that being said, I kind of want to go and pick a fight with someone and just see if they can stun me and then press
I
the
swear,
button.
Swear I read somewhere, maybe it was Twitter, Holinka maybe, I don't know, somewhere somebody was talking about this was a known bug and was fixing coming. So I don't know where I read it. I wish I could point
to
it.
It's like a really bad bug, though, because, that should work.
Yeah, it
the
doesn't
moment
work.
You enter combat.
That's a bug.
Oh, did you just try it just now?
No. I'm just saying. Oh. That's basically the bug. It's broken. It's completely screwed.
I thought
the one job it has, it doesn't do.
I thought you in real time just tried it and figured it out. That's funny.
I'll go and I'll try and find someone. Mm. I'll let you know how I get on.
So we're all doing good. We got, I assume everybody's gearing up, running heroics, mythics, all that, item level.
No, I just hit 110 like 3 days ago.
Oh, really? Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, you guys remember me. I was out of town for an entire week.
When yeah, there's out of yeah. town and then there's out of civilization. Come on, man.
Well, yeah. No, but I was out of town.
You just have to neglect family, friends, and everyone. I don't know what you were doing. I bet you were socializing. I bet you're out there and just like, hey, how you doing?
I was in the real world doing stuff. Yeah, so I got back.
You were having fun with your dog. What are you doing taking care of your pet?
Yeah. Then I got
your
puppy.
Real life pet instead of taking care of your game pet. Which one matters
the
more?
Puppy did take some. Yeah, he's sitting right next to me right now, and he's he feels bad. But it was just an interesting month. So I was way behind. Then everybody else was way ahead of me. So I wasn't playing with anybody. I was just like doing everything by myself. So like every time I needed to do a quest, I would queue into random groups and stuff to do those and all that kind of stuff. So it was it was a little slower process than I expected, but it was fun.
All right, man. You just savor the moment. Enjoy it. Like, there's no rush.
I also did, like, weird things like archaeology while I was leveling. I was doing kind of...
I got caught up in doing that, too.
What did you mention, then, of the leveling?
Yeah, we haven't heard a lot about that. What'd you think of it?
I friggin' loved it. I love the fact that you could just, like, choose where the hell you were going. And you could kind of, like... So I was also leveling my Demon Hunter at the same time, so I was doing different zones with each one, right? Mm-hmm. To make sure I kind of saw them all. And then, and also, I was reading all quest text, and yeah, that was amazing. There was more death in this expansion, like just randomly characters you would just meet.
Oh, yeah.
You'd meet them, and they'd be like, okay, come, we need your help. And then they're like, we're all dead.
Yeah. It's George R.R. Martin.
Every artifact weapon quest line ever. Yeah. It's like, come with me, champion. We will reclaim this for the order. I'm dead. Check up the blade. Finish what we started.
Get the artifact. Yeah, and that's pretty much what happened over and over again. But then it was like random stuff, like you're just helping some owls or whatever, and then all of a sudden they die doing a dance
because a giant
dragon comes down and just breathes on all of them.
Like, I remember that. That was gnarly. I remember that one.
Yeah.
The other one is the one that shocked me was the High Mountain one, where I'm hanging out with a bunch of those Tauren dudes, the ones with the antlers. And we are High Mountain, and together we're great, and we're walking through this cave, and then we're all impaled on spikes.
Spikes through the chest?
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, this is like the Red Wedding of video games. It was insane. So, yeah.
It was also really, it made things really exciting and interesting, because I never really knew what was going to come next, right? So I'd be doing a quest, and I'd just be expecting the worst. Yeah. All the time, and that was incredibly exciting. So,
yeah, it's a game where they told you right up front, hey, Varian Wrynn, Horde Man, dead, out, see ya, here come new people. It's like the warning that the whole rest of the expansion was going to be just constant death of characters and dragons and important people.
But to be honest, like this feels the most like a world in danger that we've ever had in World of Warcraft, right? Because I always kind of felt like, well, it's fine. We'll just, we'll go right at the end. We'll kill the guy. Everything will be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, another dragon will come later.
I'll just corpse run. Oh, God.
Deathwing didn't seem that. Like, it was like, oh, look at this. He made a big mark here in the world. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like, oh, God, it's changing everything. It didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
But now everyone's just dying. Yeah. That feels terrible. Yeah. So
you're right. I think that was a smart move.
Gladiator's medallion works. I just used it.
You just used it. It did work. Know. Maybe it got hot fixed. So
okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe CC. But equally, my other medallion changed into the Gladiator's medallion when I started combat with a PvP player. Oh. So the honorable
maybe it's just Patrick needs to learn to play.
Well,
it's possible.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just getting lucky or not paying attention properly. But I thought it worked.
All right, so that's good.
Citation needed is basically what we're saying there.
Where is everybody with their main character item level wise? I'm just curious what our progression's like. Patrick, where are you at?
Okay. I'm done with obviously heroics are really easy. They're not even the equivalent of the heroics from before. I
think it's heroic now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Mythic, I've done a bunch. I'm high level for 841, 842, something like that. I've geared up to mythics mostly through world quests. I've done a lot of world quests, and it was a lot of fun. I really like the going on the looking at the huge menu and choosing what you want to do. I'm done with all of the Suramar quest line except for the two you need to do in the raid, which you need to. No, I'm.
But you've done the Ark and Door kind of sparking energy everywhere and all of that, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the ley line things and the.
Yeah.
You got the tree in the middle, the Ark and Door starts shooting lightning.
Oh, no, I haven't done that yet. I think that's the reputation.
That's only kind of. That's like. I think it's like 10K through Revered or something like that.
Right. Revered.
Okay.
Early Revered. And I started doing raids a little bit. I did the first segment through the raid finder, and I did get into looking for group tool, you know, where you select the people and actually have to talk to people. Mm-hmm. I got into one and we completely messed up the spider boss, and we did a good 3 or 4 tries, maybe 5, and then people got frustrated and they left. But I found that for the mythics and the raid, I think the tool works pretty well. And maybe it's because, you know, I'm a healer, so I can find a group relatively easily. But I found that it brought back, we were arguing about this again with Mike from Warcast on Twitter, because he feels like it's a disservice to the game that you need to go through this and you don't have the looking for group and looking for raid. I think it's really cool because the heroics, you're still going to be able to do them sort of automatically without paying attention. But then for everything else, you know, you do have the looking for raid thing. And I think they're going to change some of the quests so that they can validate in that the ones that are story-based, the Suramar ones, but not the ones that get you the cosmetic weapon, you know, the new appearance. But I do feel like that has accomplished its goal, or is accomplishing its goal, which means you do need to put a little bit of effort if you want to do the mythics or the raid, you know, in normal. And it's possible to do. You just go in, look for the thing if you have a little bit more time, and you're going to find them. And you're going to find people, and you're going to discuss things, and you're going to have a slightly more difficult experience, but it's going to be a little bit more rewarding as well. Yeah. On my main, I'm mostly done with the progression stuff, and I'm at raid levels, so I don't need to play every day, basically, or every couple of days. I've played a little bit of my alts, getting artifact weapons. I do feel like I don't know how much I'm gonna go through with the alts, though. It seems to confirm the feeling we all had in the beginning, which is, the game is not very alt friendly. I don't feel like I want to go through the exact same zones and same stories with my alts because I've already done them. Yeah. I think one solution for this would be to, you know, copy Diablo even more and let alts do world quests from the beginning.
Yeah,
and that might be a little bit more fun.
I like that idea.
If you've got a
character who's past the gate of getting world quests and done all he has to do at 110 to get there and have all the rep to unlock it, then everybody else having access to it is a brilliant idea. I would really like that.
I think equally, once you hit exalted with a faction, you should be exalted across all your other characters. Mm-hmm. So if you, because like Suramar, doing that on multiple characters is depressing to content.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing that. No way in hell.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Some people have been saying it's too much of a grind. I don't feel that way. I think it's pretty, you know, it's encouraging you to play the game. But I can absolutely see how doing it on another character then would become excruciating.
Yeah, that sounds like a pain in the butt. So the way I'm handling it with this, my sudden falling in love I had last night with this demon hunter.
Tell us about that.
I'm just going to run him through normals, heroics, and mythics and gear him in a way that's just like the traditional way, unless there's some other better way. Like, I do want him to get in world quests. I really like world quests, like completely in love with them.
But the problem is, is there going to be some gear not available to you if you go that way?
Yeah, probably. That's one of the problems.
No, because you have to complete all of the storylines, right?
Every zone has to be completed, and you have to get to honored with each faction.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I mean, that's a real blockade to people getting ults.
But again, I mean, it doesn't take that long. So I leveled up my warrior to 105 the other night. He was 100 when I started. took maybe like 3 hours to get that far. And in that, I'd got I'd completed Stormheim, and I was pretty much done on Asuna.
Yeah.
And so it's you know, it's very doable with not all that much time.
Well, how do you feel about doing like a third though? You know, like after a while, you're like, oh man, I've got all
well,
these.
Well, this is why, yeah. Like
I think, again, I think because you're leveling a character, it doesn't feel like I'm doing it surplus. I think for you, if you're leveling exclusively through dungeons and you're at 110 and you're like, oh, all these quest rewards suck. You know, I've got better stuff already. I mean, you probably wouldn't actually because you wouldn't have world quests to do that. But it's, yeah, I would imagine that you would be better off just keeping on. Just having fun with it.
All right, you guys got to take a quick break. When we come back, more stuff. All right, I know you're a man because you're listening to me right now. And listen, we have lots of female listeners. But female listeners, you're not wearing suits. And I don't blame you. You shouldn't wear a man's suit. Why would you do that? I shouldn't wear your dress either. No judgment. I just personally don't want your dress. You don't want my suit. Well, I got good news for the men in the audience who are looking for a good suit and looking for one right now. You can go to Indochino.com. 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 And check it out. You can even drop by one of their 9 North American showrooms. Pick from hundreds of fabrics and patterns. Choose your customizations from lapels, pleats, jacket linings, and more. Submit your body measurements, kick back and relax, because you know what the next step is? Your awesome custom fit suit shows up in about 4 weeks. That's it. That's amazing. I mean, you can hear my dog in the background making sounds. Look how excited she is. Any premium Indochino suit for just $389 if you use the code INSTANCE at Indochino.com. Use that at checkout. That's INSTANCE at checkout at Indochino.com and get any premium suit. For just $389. You'll never have to worry about a badly fitting suit again. Indochino.com and Squarespace.com, where right now you can get 10% off your account if you go to Squarespace.com and use the code INSTANCE. Well, why would you want to do that? Because it's a great place to get a website built. All the tools and templates you need to make it nice and rad. You want to make a Sylvanas Windrunner webpage because you just love her and the blue skin and the whatnot? Oh, man, you can go make your own fan page right now and do it for very little money. Also, you can get a 14-day free trial without any credit card required. When you decide to stay, use the code INSTANCE at checkout and save 10%. That's Squarespace.com and the code INSTANCE.
Here's how I do it. I have like
you can't level through dungeons, by the way.
You can't level
through dungeons. It's too little XP. It's ridiculous.
Is it low? I didn't know it was lower than it usually is. Wait, Dills, you were saying, sorry, you've got three.
I was just saying, like, I think this is the way you have to do it, is you have to have multiple alts and you go a little bit at a time because it's fun just to play with a different character's tool set, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't worry about how it's the same content again. Mm-hmm. You're just enjoying the fact that, whoa, now I'm pressing different buttons and doing different things, and my, you know, all of my stuff feels different.
I have lasers in my eyes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when you get a little bit tired of like whatever, and you don't want to do that, then you go to another alt, and it's fresh again and fun again. So it's like, you know,
you're probably making a good
until
point.
Until we get the actual Diablo model, I think that's the only way to really like digest it all without getting sick of it.
I think that's a good point. And the characters are, I mean, obviously one of the big focuses from the team this time around is that everyone's kit feels very unique from each other, and you know, you can make sort of compliments and complaints across the board about how one is not as good as it used to be or better than it used to be. But the point is that when I play this Demon Hunter or go back to my Hunter or my Mage, those three experiences could not be more diverse right now.
I play a Prop Paladin and a Prop Warrior, and they're quite the same, really. I mean, in terms of like the gameplay, I've got, you know, I've got some attacks that are kind of a bit cleavy. I've got, you know, the AoE taunt. I've got this, I've got that. I don't know. It never really feels like it's like stupidly different. I guess on my warrior, if I want to heal up, I need to kill something. But I use like ignore pain, which is like just a shield I can keep playing on myself again and again and again.
It's also two play tanks, so it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is that, you know, that the there's I guess subtle differences between very similar character and roles.
Sure, but you wouldn't want to do that anyway, right? Like, there's no reason to be. I don't think. Well, I don't know, Patrick.
Man, I'm enjoying it.
But you don't need don't need to be a mage and a balanced druid, for example, if you're looking for diversity, because there's not a lot.
I don't know. Even then, like, you've got. I mean, I'd be. You know, you've got a leather wearer and a cloth wearer. I mean, for me, I think I spend most of my time now when I'm not playing like the leveling game and gearing up my character and stuff like that. I'm like farming transmogs. I'm going back this week. I got my Shadowmourne finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got my first legendary of Legion, a level 70 axe from Icecrown. I wouldn't put it past Blizzard now if my bad luck protection streak is nullified.
You get a bonus roll, Titan roll on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's the sort of thing where, like, you know, this is the same company that you got more chance after getting one, so, and they fixed that. So I wouldn't be surprised now if, you know, every time I got a shard of frost of Ice Crown, and, you know, I run Old World all the time, so I get Valinir, whatever it's called, shards. I wouldn't be surprised if I never see an actual Legion legendary because of, you know, technically I'm up to like 30 now.
Mm. So has anyone gotten a Legion legendary?
No. I'm glad you asked, because I was going to ask if anyone here had.
Nope.
Sounds like.
But the thing is, I'm 8'4", so I'm basically the same as Patrick. Mm. And it is off the back of World Quest, a couple of Mythic dungeon runs.
Well, one of my co-hosts on core, Bo Schwartz, was out rolling around doing world quests at a very low level. He wasn't even like 8-10 yet, gear score or whatever. Opens a random chest. There it is. First legendary, random world drop. One of the ones on the pain.
Was it a good one?
Yeah, a good one. I don't remember what it was, but it was one of the big ones for your class. And he just wandered into it. So that can happen too. It just hasn't happened to anyone else I know but him. So I don't know what the likelihood of us getting it. It's starting to feel like the worst lottery pick ever, but maybe one day.
Yeah, normally there should be a counter, you know, how do you call it? The thing that
it
makes
would be lovely
more
to have it visible,
to,
though, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice to see? Because
yeah.
that's in the game. So the longer
soon,
you play without
soon
getting a legendary.
You'll get it,
I mean,
but
it would
just
be
like
nice.
A
I mean,
number, just to say, like, you're at, you know, it's a maximum of 2,500 and you're at 1,800 and you're like, okay, well, you know, I'm getting close to being pretty much guaranteed to get one. Mm-hmm. So, that would be what I would want.
Yeah.
Mm. So I've done a Mythic 2, I think.
Oh, very
nice.
I
haven't gone too high.
Oh, that's great.
I did just the first Keystone. Yeah, I did on Vault of the Wardens, which is, I think, the hardest one. So screw that
pretty
again.
Hard, yeah.
But... really good fun to play. Like, you know, the mechanics involve you having to kind of pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that's a question for all of you, maybe for the ones who have engaged in the mythics? I don't know, Scott, have you done a mythic?
I haven't done a mythic yet, all heroics at this point, so I'm only 830.
Okay,
so 830 is not enough. 830, I think.
Oh,
I'll
yeah,
die.
Yeah,
no, 830,
you can do it.
It's supposed to be but everybody's telling me that you're gonna walk in there at 830 and
DPS 830 is fine for mythic.
All right,
840 is raid.
Mythic plus your struggle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 840 is raid. So 830, you're absolutely fine for mythic. I think 825 even. Maybe even 820, you can start doing mythic.
Yeah, it depends on competence.
If you get
carry Scott, if you go 830, you'll be absolutely overpowered. You'll be fine.
Okay.
But so Terpser, what did you think of these new, you know, being forced to socialize? I thought
With mythics in general, it's back to that perfect Blizzard solution where people were saying we want it to be like it was in the old days, and they're like, yeah, but the convenience factor and all this, a group finder, you know, it's one of those things you think you want it, but you don't. And the reality is that obviously we kind of do want it, and it does work, and it's nice to have it be the hardcore bit. It's like, hey, if you want to play the end game, then you can play it in the end game way, which is like we used to back in the old day, where you have to walk uphill both ways. You know, you've got to get to the dungeon. You know, you've got to have two people there on the summoning stone, bringing people in. You've got to find and talk to someone and say, guys, we need another DPS on this one. You know, it is genuinely a
good change. You got to go through the humiliation of them inspecting your gear. And then,
exactly. Link achievement.
You
it's
up.
Like the raid's only been out a week.
That was pretty frustrating. People, you know, the raid basically just unlocking, and there were actually people asking for you to link the achievement. Like, they were asking for you to have done it, you know, before. But Yeah, for the I went through the Arkway and the Court of Stars, which are the two sewer
mythicals.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, when you first get in, it is hard. You are going to you know, die a couple of times, and of course you're always going to have the idiots who are ruining everyone's day. But it seemed like most of the time people were a little bit more willing to take the time to explain the things and. Oh, yes. Understanding that you are gonna die a few times,
and you're in this together. There's a feeling you're in it together.
We only died once, and it was on trash, and that reminded me the most of vanilla raiding.
Yeah,
of it was like, yeah.
Well, that's when people aren't paying attention. Exactly, like someone's AFK on the phone.
Exactly, and then like, you know, me the tank makes a dodgy pull, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, whoops. Yeah. that's basically how it tends to go, at least in my experience.
Sure. I've noticed too, by the way, earlier dungeons, the non-heroics and stuff, a lot of players seem very new just to World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
I was noticing, like, there's people where we were wiping on, can't remember which one it is, but it's the big boat, and there's the girl, she's breathing on you on the boat.
The Helheim one, or Ship of Souls,
and
whatever it is.
These people were just, like, you got to run out of the breath. And then I look on the next pool, and the guy's running, like, backwards, like, in the breath the entire time, but, like, just backwards. And he's like, I don't understand. I was running out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you got a sidestep.
Yeah.
Run to the side. He's like, oh, to the side. I was like, all right, man.
You know where the blue goo isn't. Dude. Yeah.
No, but, I mean, I found that as well. And to be honest with you, again, playing tanks now, tanks basically heal themselves in dungeons, and so there have been numerous times when it's been me and a DPS alive at the end, and the last 30% will just be us wailing away on a boss, because it's built around being a forgiving experience at that level. Exactly.
But I wonder, like, do we think there are a lot of players, because, you know, we expected a lot of people to come back, right, for Legion, but do you think we have a lot of new players joining World of Warcraft for the first time ever?
Anecdotally, again, obviously we don't have the stats on this, but on the Reddit, I've been, you know, every time I get into a game, I follow Reddit, like I read it twice a day, and there have been, I would say, a few times a week, people coming to Reddit and get a post up saying, you know, I've waited 12 years to play this game and it's the most amazing thing ever.
Sure.
And, you know,
I wonder if the movie had anything to do with that too, you know?
Maybe. Well, you get a free copy in the DVD now, so...
It was
even before the DVD came out. Blu-ray.
Yeah. Which is a bit messed up, isn't it?
Yeah,
got to wait till the 10th of October. We got the movie first.
Oh, you What's poor guys. You get the movie three weeks early, but now you get the late DVD. Oh... That's so bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want my free Medivh in Hearthstone. I'm not paying for it, but I'll buy a DVD Blu-ray and get it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right. Wait, who does he... Oh, he steps in for Jaina. Sorry. It doesn't matter.
Well,
anyway.
But yeah, there's actually Medivh and Khadgar in Hearthstone. You can...
Yeah, exactly. Really? Khadgar you got for iOS.
Shit wizard. Wizard. Oh my gosh.
Himself. He's there.
I love that. By the way, we've gotten more emails about the use of the term shit wizard for Khadgar than anything in the last couple of weeks. Oh,
in a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. Everyone loves that term. People think
that's
awesome.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, we didn't invent it, but he is most certainly a shit wizard.
He's my favorite shit wizard of all time. All right. Well, where the hell are we here? So, yeah, we've all been doing great stuff. I'm glad to hear one of us is raiding or at least tried out the LFR. And we were Terpster and I were talking the other day just off air about LFR these days is really just a show. It's not, there's no gear in there, really. I mean, it's just a.
You get like 835 gear that can roll higher. And I mean, again, it depends where you are, but world quests, in my experience, have meant that it's not worth it. And especially because group finder, people are so scared of pre-made group finder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, just go to group finder, click on raids, click on Legion, find a group, and just apply. It is a great experience. You meet new people.
Yeah.
You start making new friends. It is a great friendly experience. In my experience, I've yet to find it be like a negative experience on the whole. And I do a lot of old raids, and so, like, you know, someone was moaning on about me when I got Shadowmourne. They're like, oh, I'm stuck on the bit where you need to get bitten a couple of times by the vampire, you know, you need three people, and I don't have a guild or anything like that. I'm like, literally make a group in Group Finder, give it like maybe 5 minutes. You'll have like 6 people applying for it.
Oh yeah,
it's that would be my advice as well. The group finder tool is possibly the best stealth thing we've gotten. Was it
it was in Warlords, it was in Mist.
No. Yeah, it's been
was
around
it?
For a while.
Was
oh
it? I don't remember that.
The only thing I've ever used it for is PvP. So your experience might be a little different from mine, Terpster, because PvP is a little bit.
PvP is always
on the toxic side.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but again,
but it's still been the only way to do like rated battlegrounds and things like that for me forever.
I'm convinced they should have.
You should absolutely be prepared to pay attention. If you're going in a raid, you know, it's not. And you know, I've done LFR and, as I was saying, and normal raid a little bit. And the difference is unbelievable.
Oh,
like,
of course.
LFR. Yeah. Honestly, you could not be paying attention to anything. You'll still probably get through it.
Cakewalk. Yeah.
Normal is very punishing, so you have to pay attention. However, it's true that many people don't want to try the pre-made group thing. Do. It is super well done, and it's what makes this whole thing of bringing back a little bit more social aspect to the game possible, because if you didn't have it, you would have to be, you know, in trade chat. Yeah.
Right, but if it existed as a thing in those 2 previous expansions, in a way, it was never very effective, but for whatever reason...
Because you didn't have the incentive.
Right, the incentive's here now.
Could go to Group Finder.
Yeah. Exactly, just queue up in LFR, looking for dungeon, and away you go.
Yeah, and it makes a huge difference.
The top level stuff, you have to.
Right.
I want to incentivize like people who don't want to use it because of the toxic environment they're afraid to run into. Think of it as if I'm going to use it, I'm helping it be less toxic, right? Like if you think you're not one of those toxic players, go in there and do it just so that you like increase the amount of people.
Guess what is not toxic?
Let me tell you what is least toxic thing. This group finder is the least toxic thing in the game. If you just do a random dungeon and you go in with randos and it wasn't through that tool, there's still toxicity and buttholes in there.
Yeah.
Douchebag Carl, I'm hard at work.
Yeah.
But if you do this other tool, I've yet to have a bad experience. Everything I've done in world quests or wherever I'm at has been a piece of cake. Even one where I was just trying to... I know what it was. I was trying to do some realm hoppy stuff to find, that frustrated the hell out of me. Dills, you know how you've got, so the Beastmaster spec, you've got the 2 pets, right? You've got that Hattie thing and then your regular pet. There's this thing that Mimiron will make for you so that you can duplicate the look of your pet, and basically I can dual shotgun Henry or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so
many buggy things you can do with it. I've seen people with demon hunters, with all sorts of things. Because basically any effect that kind of transforms a minion, so like, you know, kind of polymorphs it. Yeah. If your pet got polymorphed and then you use the copier on Hattie, it's a sheep.
Yep.
Or it's a whatever
it's the
that
best
was.
Thing ever. It's really
and
great.
So you can do it with all sorts of stuff. It's crazy.
So I spent forever doing the quest for that because it was all like random RNG drops from all these different places I had to go to get this stuff to take back to Mimiron. And there's one zone at the tail end of, I can't remember, on the coast of some swamps in High Mountain. And I had to kill these very specific Vikril dudes that, unbeknownst to me, even though the map says they're there, only spawn between 7:30 and 9:30 in the morning in my time zone. Real shit show. Real pain in the ass. So I spent all this time killing stuff, waiting for them to pop. They're not popping. Like, why aren't they popping? I checked the internet. People are like, well, it doesn't seem to be based on server time, but I've heard if you do this realm swapper mod, you can maybe get into someone else's realm where they happen to be there. It ended up being a morning thing for me. But the nice thing was, if I use that World Quest group finder thing, there were a ton of other people having the same problem. We were all working together. And at some point, there were like 10 of us out there just talking to each other. Well, what do you guys think? Well, I've seen it do this, and I heard somebody on my server say it was at night, and I'm oceanic, so it must be because you're in this time. Like, we had meaningful adult conversations and not toxicity, even for something so silly like that. So, you know, on the other hand, I had a rando heroic where a guy, the tank, was pulling everything as he ran past it, but blaming this other guy on the team who he said was his best friend. And it was just like, what are we doing in here?
That's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Oh, I know it's going to happen. But my point is, do not decry the custom group maker, because it's rad. It's really good. And works in the context of this expansion better than it has ever before. What else? We've talked about just about everything. Oh, we had some more people leaving Blizzard. We should at least mention this.
So has Craig actually left Blizzard?
Well, Craig Amai.
I heard he left the WoW team.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if he actually had left Blizzard or not. Because then he kind of said he was, but then kind of said he wasn't. So I don't know if he's working on something new there or what's he up to.
There's a note about Craig Amaya, creator of many of your favorite quests in World of Warcraft. He is technically lead quest designer on the MMO for the last two expansions and is big part of the story team. He is, I'm checking right here, going to Riot?
Oh, is he?
Or okay. Is it the James Waugh guy might be going to Riot? Ah, crap. Now I can't find it. One of them is going to Riot, and I can't find which one. This is the wrong article. These are, you know, relatively big names in these two teams that are also leading.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of those times in the product cycle where it makes sense to go.
I agree.
And you know, it's great that you know these guys are going out, and often the you know at a company like Blizzard where no one moves on. Now they can go out, they can advance in another company and come back and apply for that senior position when it comes up because, you know, they're all going to start retiring soon. Yeah, you know, everyone wants to be more like Metzen. So that's only going to happen sooner rather than later.
Right.
And then they're, you know, eligible to play for that. So right. It's all good.
By the way, quick side note, I forgot to mention this before we leave the item level thing and world quests. This was confirmed. So if people were understanding how the scaling works out there, when you reach item level 805, you can get 815 gear for rewards. Even if they don't say it, that's what you'll get plus bonus rolls. If you hit item eye level 815, you get 825. And if you reach the interval of 825, you can get rewards of 835 plus bonus rolls. So you can get up to like 845 on those bonus rolls. And then beyond that, nobody knows for sure. At least
I think someone got some 880 stuff because it rolled like Titanforge three times or something like that. I think it is possible to get ridiculously high, but equally you're more likely to get a legendary.
That makes me really happy though, because I love that stuff so much that I want to feel like I can always progress out there. I want to always feel like something can happen for me, you know? Mm-hmm. I love that.
The thing is, it does diminish a little bit the incentive to go do other things, as we were discussing, you know, for heroics, because people can gear up in world quests, which is what I did.
Fine with me. I needed something to discourage me from randos. I mean, I like playing with my friends. Don't get me wrong. Like if, you know, a group, that's the problem with AIEs, or Dills and I, or anybody anywhere will take you through anything. So it's not like we're always struggling to find these people to play with, but so it's not really a good excuse for me, but I like that there's this new way, this other way that that really just appeals to me from a I love questing perspective, because I do. That's one of my favorite things in the game. Is just, you know,
the ideal way to do this, if we could live in like the perfect World of Warcraft, would be that you had to do a little bit of everything, right? Mm-hmm. Like some of the best gear, like maybe like the best helms were in world quests, and then like the best chess pieces were in dungeons, and then so you weren't ever just like, well, this is how I geared. You're always like, I do this, and then I do this, and I do this, and now I'm ready to go do raiding, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that would be, I think, the best way to ever have things happen. When one way is just kind of the better way, the player base just generally discovers what it is, and then the information gets out there on the internet, and then no one ever does anything else, yep. Right?
Yeah.
So
it's like I did the Korzomoth mount quest line this past week, and it involves you clicking on 10 orbs in a specific order, around the world, but there was no real discovery in it for me. I just checked a guide, went through the action, they fixed it so it was all personal loot, so I didn't have to wait for orbs to spawn and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't really a huge amount of satisfaction. I got a mount, and then the world quest for the pet dropped the next day, so I'm kind of done with that. Like, he sometimes comes up as a warden quest, but otherwise it's I'm good. So I think it's just, you know, having the guide and having the best way told to you does obviously take away something from the achievement.
A little bit. Sure. I have it on some authority, some good authority. I'm not going to say who, but I have it on some authority that they are in 7.1 injecting way more, like substantial, like orders of magnitude more world quests in quantity to what they've already got out there. And if that's the case, I'm in, man.
I mean, that obviously makes sense, because it's such a popular part of the game. They see the numbers there. They see, holy man, look at the engagement. Everyone's coming in. It's this is going crazy for us.
I love it.
By the way, I mean, there's a place in between those two things, though. Like, there's a place in between feeling zero satisfaction but getting the gear you wanted in like a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
And what the game originally was, where you had to read the quest text and see that you had to go southwest, right?
Right.
You know, because there was a time when you just had no helper outside of downloading an add-on. And now we've obviously got like a little yellow, you know, mark on our map that tells us exactly where to go. And somewhere in between those two is like the perfect amount of satisfaction and being able to quickly do things.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure where that is.
It's an interesting balance, isn't it?
Yeah. It's tough to find.
You can, you can feel them reaching it. It's like there's something about that whistle to get back to the closest flight point that is perfect for what it needs to be, because it's got this 5-minute cooldown. It's going to take you 5 to 10 minutes to do the world quest you're working on. A lady pops up and goes, "We've got trouble with these demon chodes," or whatever. Like, it's just got this great rhythm to it. And when
there's
you finish
so many
it,
demon chodes.
Yeah.
When you finish it, it says, "Da-da-da," and you get the thing and it high rolled and you're like, sweet. And then you hit the whistle and you're back to a place and you're like, all right, now where do I go? Like, it's just got a great loop to it. And more, I like the loop better than I like the Diablo loop it's based on. And I like that one a whole lot. But that one feels like I'm teleporting constantly. This one's got some like travel to it and some like world to it that you don't get in something like Diablo, because of the way, you know, those zones are instanced in a very different way. They just could not, they were doing no wrong in that way. All right, Patrick, I totally derailed you and you were on to something else, but I went back to gear and I can't remember what it was. What was it?
I can't remember either. Shit. Oh, maybe I wanted to say that I sent messages in game to Serpster, and he's so focused on doing other things that he
didn't
reply.
Yeah, I didn't read it. No. Well, that's what it was. I don't have Patrick set to ignore. That's the thing. I haven't got an add-on that just...
That's,
you
know, okay. I ended up insulting you anyway. So it's
okay, fine. That's fine. That's good.
So that wait, you guys are on the same... Oh, no, you're on the same...
we're on the same,
we're on,
you know,
the same continent
cluster. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, technically,
I wanted
island,
to say we're both in Europe, but one of
not
us what,
currently
is not
we still are. No, currently we are, exactly. That's why people say, like, hey, hasn't really made much difference yet, has it?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's almost as if we're still part of Europe with free trade and movement of people. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. Oh, well.
Oh, weird.
Like I said, guys, make sure you vote come November.
Yeah.
Just, you know, whatever you want. I don't mind if you go and Trump or Hillary. Just get out of bed. Go and vote. That's all you need to do.
Trump likes that Brexit. So if you don't like that Brexit,
I'm sure he does. Yeah. I'm sure he does.
Yeah. He's a big fan.
He's also the slang term for a fart. So you know, I'm just saying.
Finally, Emerald Nightmare got its first mythic world first 18 hours after release. That's pretty strong. It's from Exorcist is the group. I think they're all like Russian or something. All these names are super
pretty
weird.
Clearly.
Yeah. I don't know what those names are, but
I've never heard of this guild before.
I haven't either, but well done, guys.
I was like, wait, did they mean Exodus?
Because the thing is now WoW's free to play, guys. You got to remember now, is, you know, because of the token, it can be big in the countries like Russia that are free to play heavy.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, they've always been big on WoW. But yeah, you know, still,
that's true.
I think this is it now. That's another thing for the token.
Bit of a spoiler, by the way. So the end of that zone, apparently the nightmare becomes a beautiful lush forest again, because that's what the screenshot looks like with all these people in it. So there's that.
Well, yes. And there's a really cool thing. So there's Ilgoth or something. There's like the Heart of Corruption. He whispers a load of prophecy about what's coming in this expansion, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, who's the ultimate bad guy, where we're going. It's very cool stuff. And so I'm excited to see kind of what comes from there.
Yeah, me too. I think it'll be good. All right. It's safe to say we're all really enjoying this expansion still. I am so happy to report that I'm not feeling fatigued. Except for how tired I am and my eyes are all red from staying up way too late playing it.
From playing the game, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the best kind of game fatigue.
Yeah. And I have weird jealousy of Dill's just hitting 110 this last week. I don't know why that is.
Well, yeah.
Because you're getting
tasty... It's frustrating for me, though. You got to understand, like, I am not used to this. I'm not used to being, like, last to reach, like, you know, high level or whatever. Like, this is not how I play expansions.
Everyone can boost you. It's fine. It's good. Oh, wait, no, everything scales. We're screwed. Okay, sorry. I can't do nothing.
It's bizarre, right? Because, like, normally I'm used to, like, I'm out there day one. I'm doing all the stuff. And,
exactly.
It was interesting and kind of cool experience, because I literally was, like, I didn't log in a single time. I was not even at home. I was in Dallas.
Yeah.
And I was there for a whole week, and we were working on a project and all this stuff. So when I got back, it was like I logged in for the first time. Everyone was out of my way. I casually wandered around and got stuff, and it was like, you know,
but you
a
get
real
you
chill
get
experience.
On the the people go back to the zone at 110 to do their world quest. Is it?
But
is
you can
it
still see people, yeah. But it just wasn't like a mad dash everywhere.
Also,
right?
Game is the
no,
game.
Sorry,
is...
I'm thinking about the PvP server. Yeah, because us, when you're leveling an ult, you have everyone else who's 110 hanging out and you know seeing a juicy prey.
Just don't forget that unless you're grouped with other people in those other levels, it's the world's a little sparse in that phase stuff to hell and back. Like things are phased maybe too much.
Well, they need to because there's so much going on with the world. And yeah. I love it because the world's, you know, alive.
Yeah.
You know, there's a
there's potentially
in High Totem, you get the High Mountain, you get the Blood Totem guys.
Yeah.
You know, you get all these things that suddenly like boom, oh, the world's changed. Cool. Yeah.
No, I totally agree with that, and I don't really have a problem with it. But when you're in Dalaran, you know in your head that on your server alone there's gotta be thousands of people in there at a time, but they're only showing me like six guys on the road. Because they're phased the shit out of everything. And it's okay. This isn't a complaint. I just, it does make the world feel a little less populated, but it's also great tech for making it feel a lot less laggy. So I guess I'll take that. And I know when my friends are on, but it just, sometimes the world looks a little empty and they'll phase three or four people in with you for certain things, or you'll be getting ready to take on a world boss and suddenly there's 50 people there that were obviously are there the whole time. Some are from different zones or different realms, I know, but it's a little misleading the way it works, but I totally get why they do it. And for the most part, the beta problems they were having with phasing seem to be fixed now, which is good. All right, let's do some quick emails.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
All right. You guys send us your feedback at theinstance@gmail.com or phone calls at 801-471-0462. Today it's emails, and we got one from Canada from someone named Never Hidden, or he's just Never Hidden in Canada. I don't know if it's a name or not. But anyway, it says, Dear Benevolent Overlords of My Insomnia, the stealth game in Suramar City is the only thing I don't love about Legion. And when I say I don't love, I mean I abhor it. I am old. I have bad reflexes. I don't like sneaking. My name is Patrick. Just kidding. I have reached
he's
a point.
Never hidden in Canada. He's very proud of it. They speak French.
He says, I reached a point where I cannot continue the Suramar Zone quest because I refuse to step in there. I can't be alone here, right? Regards, Never Hidden in Canada. Oh, now I get why he's called Never Hidden. I'm sort of with some people that
an illusion. Something's not quite
yeah,
right.
Those guys are the circles
an
on their
illusion.
Head. I could use
what
less
are
of them.
You?
What are you hiding?
Yeah.
I can completely understand his emotion. There's a vendor when you get to the Waning Crescent. There's a little child on a cart. You can spend ancient mana, and he'll give you an item that when your stealth is broken, or your illusion's broken, it leaves behind like a shadow clone. Of you, which all the guards attack, and applies your transformation again with stealth for a few seconds, so you can escape. Yeah. So basically, Twilight Vineyards, go there, farm ancient mana. I'm always capped, basically. I always have too much ancient mana, and I need to pace it out better between Withered Army training. But it's very easy to get the 2,000 ancient mana cap. So once you've got that, you just need to pick up some items, complete some quests, then you're done. Go to the Twilight Vineyards, get the stuff there, pick up all the arc vine, twice fortified arc wine, and just keep doing that. And then spend it on that guy's stuff, and it will make it a bit easier. Beyond that, the baskets will break combat, so hide in the baskets. And reapply your costume whilst in there. It's also, if you want to be a real douche, like on Patrick's server, you can do. What you can do is hide in those baskets, and then when you see players get out there, just either sap them or stun them in a way that they get caught by a patrol, yeah. Or just attack them. They lose their thing straight away. If you time it right, you can then hop back in, and they get owned by guards. It's good fun. So find your own enjoyment in the game. Yeah.
There's another way to deal with this, which is the one I inadvertently went for, is if you're a night elf, your racial is to go into stealth.
Shadow
meld. So you go into stealth in place. So that is incredibly useful.
But the demons
to the point
see
that
through
don't
stealth,
know.
Don't they? I thought demons.
Yeah, but if you, the other guys of don't. Course. But if you, you know, usually you don't get caught by everything at once. But if things start getting out of hand, you just run a little bit, go to a safe place, shadow meld, and then you can reapply your disguise. Yeah. So
but,
it
yeah,
gives you
whiz,
get out of jail
yeah.
a free card every 2 minutes, which is enough usually.
Once you start getting to the point in the quest line where you start trying to get someone on your faction into power, you start going into... the kind of the more dangerous bit of Suramar where everyone's elite
that's really
and everyone's got detection. And I think with that, just you know, get ready to pay for some repairs because you're gonna die a lot.
So what I did there usually would be to run through everything sorry, I'm gonna do it like Terpster. It would be to run through everything and just shadow meld at the destination so they would you would be good.
You
like
drop combat
that's,
there. Yeah.
Hey, that's an old it's an old hunter trick. That's a feigned death trick.
Just feigned
Bill's
death.
I've
yeah,
been using for a decade.
It's what
now.
You get to do in your artifact weapon. You got to love that, isn't it? On your artifact quest line, start doing some feigned death.
Oh yeah, I love feigning death. That's a perfect. That's the way to handle it. Absolutely. Okay, I wanted it real quick before we go to this final email. I there's a question I meant to ask last week or week before last, and I totally forgot. What is your least favorite world quest? I want to see if any of us are on the same page. So I'll tell you mine first. Mine, by far, is anything happening in Fallenar in the little pit with the spiders. I hate it.
I'm okay with that. That's good. That's quite easy because you get to use the item to let the little spiders go to sleep or, you know, you're freeing web victims and killing people. I like that. That
once I get in there, it's fine, but it's getting in there because you got
to... Well, no, there's a teleport in there. Have you not got the teleport
No,
yet?
I do, but the problem is there's like two different kinds of world quests that pop in there, and they're impossible for me to remember how to get to. So I get lost. I go down to the basement thing. I'm like, shit, this isn't it.
Always go to
up.
The basement thing. Always go to the basement thing. And the only one that doesn't send you there is if you're kind of doing the gathering up the withered to send back, in which case that's a bit more messy. Yeah. But go to the basement always.
I always
either
fall.
Web guys.
I'll fall through the webs, or I'll get stuck down there, and the whistle doesn't work down there because you're not in a flight area.
It does if you get to the middle bit where there's a big hole in the sky. Then you can do that.
All right, and but then there are like five spiders in that middle hole with like three guys wrapped in webs. It's just
sucks. Again, I play a tank, so I've got any issues down there. I don't know. I mean, what do you play?
My mage is a useless piece of shit in there.
Okay, so mage, you can pop invisibility, run to the middle, and then find a safe spot.
True. Hunters, I can feign. I get it.
Exactly.
I mean, there's ways to do it.
There's ways, exactly. But I get that it's a different space.
I never look forward to that.
You have to grow to love
one.
It because you've got, like I said, the Withered Army training is a huge part of repping up with... the Nightfallen.
That's actually really fun. Yeah, I like that.
You need to get used to the layout down there.
The nice thing about that, though, is they send you there, and so you can
go. Yeah,
you know, so you just do your thing. And then my second place, I'm going to give a runner up to the Leyline ones where you ride on a mana dog or whatever, and because you never know what direction. You don't know what direction
to go. It doesn't
pop
early enough when you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
sometimes it's all spaced out, so it's like, oh, there's a blue one. Run over it. Where's the next blue one? Oh, shit, I'm out of the zone. How do I know that? Because it's brought me back and kicked me off the horse, and I got to get back. It drives me crazy. I hate that
one.
All right, anyway, so there's my least favorite. Does anyone have a least favorite?
Anything really? That's trying to take crafting mats off me. Like, stop trying to take grafting mats off me, Blizzard. you never have a good enough reward. I love, like, for a herbalist, you get Felwart quests. Yeah. So it's literally just saying, like, hey, here's a Felwart. Go out there. Click on it. We're going to give you an extra one. You're probably going to get four, maybe a seed off it as well. Mm-hmm. So there's 1,000 gold for you just off the bat. Have fun.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. By the way, everything in High Mountain and Stormheim are better if you are a... demon hunter, because you can float everywhere.
Well, that and the goblin glider kit, you know, again, they're about 20 gold on my server. which is great. Again, got an engineer pumping
or
them out.
Just be an engineer.
Exactly. But oh, again, send them through alts and stuff. They at the beginning of the expansion, you could use the ones you built in your Draenor garrison. Mm-hmm. But they took that out. They said, you know, that's only now available in Draenor, those ones.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, quick shout out to archaeology for putting a little shovel over your head when you're actually over the item.
Yeah, that's
right. Yes.
Thank you, Blizzard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. That took, what, 3 or 4 expansions? But
I mean, that was archaeology was so dumb unless you had the add-on.
Yeah.
I don't have Archie on my account anymore, but I was just doing the quest for it, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
look at this.
The quest is super fun as well. So now on the new one, you've got to have a Tauren following you around to actually count for the solves on the week or the 2 week quest, whatever it is.
Oh, really?
So yeah. So you've got like a little whistle you can get. I'm pretty sure it still works in raid groups. Mm. So that's all I care about is trying to just get with a load of other people and everyone solve at once. But each their own.
Ooh, last thing. Yeah. Another thing. There's the EU championships for WoW.
Yeah, right now.
Right now, Arena, and I'm not watching it at the moment. That's not what I'm. No. Why I'm silent. Mm. But if you watch it during the whole weekend, you get a special title. In the game.
Oh, really? How do I link? Oh, what, on Twitch?
Yeah, probably
on Twitch. You can link your BattleNet account.
And then you have to watch BattleNet
too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's Blizzard Tech, isn't it?
We didn't talk about that. Yeah.
Anyway. We're changing the name of this show, by the way, as well, because people don't. You know,
Instance Tech.
So,
now Frog Pants Listening.
That's a horrible
If you enjoy
name.
Frog Pants and Listening, maybe you want to listen to Frog Pants Listening.
Yeah, very well.
But so anyway, you link your BattleNet account to Twitch, and you watch the at any point you watch the Warcraft finals, and you will have that title waiting for you at some point in the game. And I've just watched
what's the title called?
For a couple of seconds. Patron of something?
I wish it was a mount. I want a mount. F the title.
That's too confusing. Could they call it Blizzard Watcher?
That'd be good. Patron, I like that. I like
that'd be better.
That'd be much better.
Oh, Blizzard Watcher. That's cool.
War.
Oh, Patron of War? Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of cool.
If you're really old, could you be an Ancient of War?
Yeah.
Because that'd be quite cool.
I'm sure you could.
If I could be a big tree. I'd like that.
And go brrr. When you walked around. I love those guys.
Like that.
One final note from Paul, who wrote in with a very simple sentence. He says, quote, death comes for us all in the end. He says, is that foreshadowing or a red herring from the Dark Lady?
Well, I would say if it is a foreshadowing. Time. Well, in the end, you know, yes, at some point. But if it's like in the end of the expansion, we all die and the World of Warcraft is finished. That's not super fun.
No, that seems like a bummer.
Maybe death's just coming for our weapons.
It could be. Mm. They're going to spontaneously combust in their sheaths.
Their power does not work on this new world.
Yeah, listen.
Demon dampening system.
Sylvanas has been saying this forever. She says it in Heroes of the Storm. She says it all over the place. So I don't think it's a thing that's tied.
It's a catchphrase, right?
Yeah. The other thing too is that. Death for the Forsaken, death comes for them, but then yes, they're a little bit rotten, their jaws are hanging out and all of this, but it doesn't, you know, it's not like the end of much. They stink. There's a bunch of stuff, and Sylvanas, she's cheating, like she's even hot still. She has no issues with like rotting skin or anything. Mm-hmm. So
she's cold.
It comes for us, but doesn't treat all of us in the same way.
She's just cold.
She got the better.
Yeah, she's freezing cold though. You don't want to lay next to her on the couch or something. She's like an ice lady, ice woman.
Depends what you're into, though. Isn't
well, sure. Don't want to judge anybody. Thanks for your emails. Send them to theinstance@gmail.com. I got a stack of phone calls that are piled up. I just need to go through them and convert them and get the short ones in and the long ones out. So that will be happening next week. That's it. Oh, give some time to Zarya in Heroes of the Storm. She's pretty good, and she got buffed yesterday.
Yeah, buffed now. Yeah.
She came out real weak, and I think the very next day they patched her. And boosted everything. So I don't know what that was about. But she seems pretty great now, and she's a lot of fun in there. So do check that out. More details on the Core show at frogpants.com/core. All right, we're done. Let's go around the table. Patrick, you got anything happening this week that's cool that you want people to know about?
Go listen to Pixels on frenchspin.com. It's a show about video game news. And since Scott there is slacking with the boob show... I mean,
whatever.
It's what. Yeah, you're doing some nice little artistic creation thing, are really cool. But it's not news. So if you want the news, then you can go listen to Pixels.
Yes, you can. Actually, Pixels is a great show. It's also in English for those who may be concerned about French spin and that it's English.
Yeah, and everyone should be concerned about the French spin.
Always.
So Pixels gaming news. It's pretty cool. I like it. I hope you do too. It's on frenchspin.com.
All right, and not Patrick on Twitter, of course. Terpster, what's going on with you? Anything?
No, check out Pixels. It's in English. It's all about gaming news and stuff like that. Yeah. So just go.
Hey, you've never been on Pixels.
No, exactly. It's something I'm quite proud of. I've got it on my CV.
I didn't.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
I probably would go on there, and then Patrick would worry about being outnumbered or imbalanced or something like that. And I'd be like, but you chose it. And he'd be like, yeah, I know. I just want to complain about it, though. Yeah. It's not really a problem. Yeah. But I just wanted to moan about it.
This all sounds right. Hypothetical help with Herbster and me.
Oh yes, check that out. Yeah. Yep, it's a really good show. It's got all everything you want to know and more.
Yeah.
Check it out at hypotheticalhelp.com.
That is correct.
I think that is probably
yeah, it's exactly the website. Well done. Okay, it's only been a few years since we started. Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah.
Finally, Dills, what's going on back in town? Leveling them characters, doing rad YouTube content. What's up with you?
I'd say check out the recent, if you're into Hearthstone, check out the recent YouTube video I did about the balance changes, because there is a bunch of pretty big ones, and a lot of cool stuff is happening. So check that out, youtube.com/WillyDillsSF. The Angry Chicken, of course, on Tuesdays and usually Thursdays now, and twitch.tv/WillyDillsSF.
Nice.
I'll probably be streaming more WoW now that I'm actually 110, because it didn't feel right. Streaming and just doing quest lines, right?
Yeah.
It can be fun.
Sure, but battlegrounds, raids, that kind of stuff is a little bit more fun, I think.
There's a really fun one with the Light's Heart you get at the end, where you get to play as Illidan during the Black Temple fight, and that was amazing. Wow. That's not a spoiler. How's that a spoiler? How's it a spoiler? You get to have fun doing a thing with a character. Oh man, don't
spoiler,
tell me that.
Illidan's part
don't
of this
tell
expansion.
Me that. I didn't say like. Man, Black Temple, 40 guys come and kill Illidan. It's messed up. Well, 25 actually. So then I say
25.
And then the thing is, yeah. It's different to when we killed him.
Yeah.
He comes out and says, "Oh, spoiler!" But yeah.
Was that a French accent?
He says, "Taranda."
That was an Illidan.
It's a spoiler.
Taranda.
Taranda. All right. Still the most annoying character in the game.
It is me, Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
/ Illidan.
I think that's going to do it then. Thank you all for listening. Oh, is Yogg still in Hearthstone, or did that get changed finally?
Well, they changed it now.
So if he dies, he stops casting his spells,
which is probably what he should have been like the entire time.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. That's
but
what
to
everyone's
be honest
been
I played with him the other day, and maybe that would have made an effect like once or twice out of like
I think he's still gonna be fine. He's just gonna be he's gonna be more of a risk, right, to play him. So you may not see him in a big tournament anymore, because if you play him and he dies right away, it's like you just wasted turn 10, which is kind of a big deal. So
sure, well, we'll see.
He could potentially auto lose you the game more often than he did before.
We'll see how it affects.
All about the auto losing, which we're a big fan of.
Yeah, we'll see how it affects.
I like
their
justification was like, showed up a bit too much in tournaments. We're like, whoops. Other people are looking at this. We were like, guys, this was kind of like our little internal secret. This is fun.
Yeah.
Don't tell other
people.
He's
a fun card, and he still will be. But now, hopefully, you won't see him on the BlizzCon stage.
But that's the interesting thing is that this patch comes in before the finals.
Yeah.
So, regardless of what they announce at BlizzCon in terms of expansion, we're going to see the actual finals played, with Call of the Wild costing 9 mana rather than 8.
Which is
a big
deal.
Yeah. The aggro's kind of had a bit of a nerf with abusive sergeant.
Yeah.
But the Yogg thing, I still hope we see some Yogg, because I love seeing crazy Yogg play.
We'll see it, but now you won't see it in like every single player.
I want to see it in the
every
final.
Every single player
I
bringing
see,
Yogg is weird.
Yeah.
Right?
I want to see Tice. He's got him on the ropes. He's there's nothing this other guy can do, and then he Yoggs and Tice lose.
Yeah.
And that would just be hilarious. That'd be great.
Yogg or no balls, and then he's like, "Look, I'm in front of the world right now. I got
to
do.
Yeah, I need to do. I need to do. I can't not."
Make a prediction. More boos or cheers if that happens in the finals.
Cheers.
Okay.
Cheers.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers. 100%. Anything.
All right.
But the thing is you're preaching to the choir at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
I think the reason this change is made is so that people look at Hearthstone and they don't instantly go, "Oh, it's RNG rubbish," because that card is super RNG. Like, you play it, you might win, regardless of what's happening. Yeah. You might win.
If you listen to Kibler's conversation about it, he made a pretty good point that most of the time, it still kept the game similar to what would have happened anyway. And the fact is, it's a 10-mana card. It's supposed to have a huge effect. It's just kind of like bad PR for a card like that to exist in competitive meta.
Yeah.
Because people just talk shit about Hearthstone.
CPR.
Right? And that's That's the problem.
Yeah, it's card PR, CPR. It's a whole new thing.
Yeah, CPR, exactly.
CPR.
Yeah.
Learn CPR, everybody. Get certified. All right, that's going to do it. There's lots of stuff happening on the Frog Pants Network. If you'd like to see the new... the Rally Point show is going live on Monday. Starting Monday at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, we're going to be doing live episodes. We have Gillyweed and a bunch of people coming on from the Heroes team, some Overwatch Open stuff. All kinds of crap. Bunch of guests.
Is there a bunch of Rally Point stuff going on at BlizzCon too? Because I was talking to Brian. He said he was going to be there for BlizzCon.
Yeah,
stuff.
We're.
You guys have anything planned?
We're doing a meet and greet Thursday for the con before the storm stuff. I don't know what that's going to involve yet, but that's happening, and I'm sure other things. There was talk of some Overwatchy stagey thing that I still don't have confirmation on. So as usual, usual form. Nobody knows shit until we get there.
Until it's time to do it.
Yeah. So, I have confirmation from Ralph, one of the leads of our guild, AIE. There is an AIE guild hall. It is the same spot. And yes, we'll be doing a show from
it's
there.
It's Ralph's bedroom. You can come on up. Make sure you knock four times, five times if you're a dude, because we got a quota that we might have to say no.
And if he's knocking, if it's rocking, don't go knocking. Anyway. Rorschach,
7-1 has the best update ever. I have to tell you.
What is it?
You can hide your bowls of flame on the fire artifact. You can hide the Fellow Malorn flame orbs. So there you go.
I kind of like them though.
That's one of the most requested things from anyone who has Fellow Malorn. Yeah. Like, how do I get rid of these things though? Like, can I
you're in the class hall, you have like
it's
basically
just everyone's doing it
because everyone's doing fire. Yeah. Well, not only that, but when you're on a flying mount doing a taxi run, it leaves these really annoying glitchy trails behind them. I guess I'm in favor of this. They should probably let you get rid of them. It's kind of like Hattie. Thanks for letting me get rid of the stupid electro dog and replace it with something else. So why not give mages the same courtesy? Thanks, Blizzard. You're the best. All right. That's going to do it for the show. Theinstance.net is the website. You can go check that out. Instance Show on Twitter. You can find more shows like this at frogpants.com, including other gaming shows you might enjoy. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Patrick, for Dills, and for Terpster. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
New chef has Dalaran eateries feeling the heat. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. The mages of the Kirin Tor have a well-earned reputation as picky eaters, analyzing each mouthful for subtle flavors and textures and quite unafraid to send meals back to the kitchen if they are displeased. This makes running a restaurant in Dalaran a challenging proposition, and this challenge got even more difficult when the move to the Broken Isles disrupted the usual supply chains for the ingredients upon which the bistros rely. In an attempt to keep their customers happy, management brought in a new master chef, a Pandaren barely out of cooking school, to come up with new dishes using local ingredients. But the transition has been a rough one, with many diners opining that their meals are well done, as in charred beyond recognition. Is the new chef in over his head? ODN was able to score an exclusive interview with the Pandaren earlier today. He tells us that, for him, cooking is quite literally his religion. His supplications to his gastronomic gods require him to make numerous burnt offerings in exchange for inspiration and recipes. He asked us to convey his sincere apologies to Dalaran diners and begged for their patience, saying if they wanted the filthy animal and a hero's welcome to truly be 3-star establishments, they would have to be willing to make some sacrifices.
Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.